Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
It's time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined by Bloomberg reporter Chris Welch. Apple offering some snazzy and helpful features on the next generation of AirPods Max. The headphones are set to come with live translation, upgraded noise cancellation, and more. Chris, tell us a little about this. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, sure thing. Thanks for having me. So that phone design hasn't changed at all. They still look the same. They come in the same colors, and they still cost the same $550, which is a lot for headphones. But thankfully, Apple has brought over a lot of features from the AirPods Pro earbuds that make these more appealing. As you mentioned, the sound quality is now better, and the same goes for the active noise cancellation, which has gotten more powerful this time.
What is the, how does the live translation work? This is new. And I guess this is something that on all sorts of these headphones we're likely to see. What is it exactly?
Yeah, it's kind of becoming like a status quo feature in this age of AI. Samsung and Google also have the same kind of thing. So when you have your headphones on, you like start this mode, and then you just like talk to someone in your language, and it'll show what you're saying to them on your iPhone screen. And as they reply to you, it'll speak into your earbuds, like what they're saying in your own language. So it's pretty handy and it works pretty well, surprisingly.
You mentioned the price tag.
This
is always sort of the first mover advantage type of thing, but a lot of people want to have the newest and the best thing.
Sure.
What about this price point? Who's going to want this? Who's going to buy it?
It really just comes down to people like want the best headphones possible, the nicest, you know, design, super nice materials, steel fabric design that they use for the AirPods Max. And now you're finally getting more features. You're not feeling like you're not paying as much for, you know, less than someone paying $275 for the AirPods Max would get, for example.
So this is, Apple has been, I mean, it's that time of year and everything, but they've unveiled a lot of new products. What all else is out there, and what kind of has you interested?
So last week they just brought out other new, the MacBook Neo is only $599, and that's really opened like the Mac to a whole new generation of people. And so that's really like the big product for this month. And then on the high side, there was like the MacBook Pro update and more, you know, super powerful machines for people who need that.
All right, Chris, it's Bloomberg's Chris Welch. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays, 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, you can always tune into Bloomberg Technology, weekdays at 8 a.m.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.